It's not us no more. What's up, guys? Hello, how are you? Welcome to your favorite podcast. Today, I want to tell you that these 2 days, I have been feeling like very productive. Yeah, finally! Yeah, yesterday I wrote an episode. I also edited some photos from our Instagram because it's our and ours. Yeah, I uploaded a calendar that is on the official page of this podcast. You know, the blog where I say which days I will upload like a new episode. I upload some photos to Pinterest. I listening to a podcast, and today I uploaded a photo to Instagram, so go give a like or some if you want, you know. And of the ones I edited yesterday, also today I edited the script of the episode I wrote like yesterday, and today I also uploaded more photos to Pinterest, and I made 2 TikToks of which I uploaded one, and right now I'm writing another episode. I feel so productive and so excited. Okay, after the absences I've been having with this podcast, I want to be more productive than I once I was. I've been telling you that I want to come like back, but coming back is a whole process. It's not just uploading and creating content every day. I have to have a very deep motivation to be able to do these episodes, and what I certain is what I want to make this podcast like grow. The reason is that it makes me like happy. This podcast makes me feel very good about myself. It makes me feel very productive. It makes me feel like I have a purpose now. Like, I have on my computer marked today's when an episode is planning to be uploaded. And that has motivated me a lot to be productive with this podcast. And it's not just this podcast, but also their all social media. Because I don't know if you remember when this podcast started, I didn't upload a lot on Instagram. I didn't upload a lot to Pinterest, TikTok. But now I'm trying to do it. And also I create Snapchat for upload things when I'm making episodes. If you want to follow me, all my social medias are on my Instagram and also and on the official blog, you know, Sprinkling Kindness. And yeah, if you want to follow or not, it's fine. It's cool because on Instagram I upload like things cute, like aesthetic and those stuff. On Twitter I upload like quotes, motivation, and TikTok I upload things that I like, motivations, quotes, and things that I feel like they are funny or something like that. And Pinterest I upload all my content, and it's in that place. So yeah, if you want to follow me, you can do it. And I have had like a very strange life, but my life is changing every day and it's getting better. And I'm so thankful for that. But I not only have to wait for like everything to get better, but I also have to make it better. I'm trying to have more motivation. I'm trying to work more. So today I want to tell you things about me because we are friends. You and I are the most real thing that exists because I know that I am real, you know? And if you are listening to this, it means that you are real and that you are my bestie. Yeah, and I really don't know how much I've told you about me because I don't really talk in this podcast about me, but about things I've been seeing mostly. I've been talking about like reflections, my views, and that I'm like poor and those stuff, but it doesn't matter. We are all poor in some way, but many times all talking about ourselves is very like difficult when someone says to us is an unsuspecting way, like tell me about yourself. We freeze. We don't know what to say. And other than our name, yeah, and our favorite color, which doesn't really mean a shit about us. But yeah, that's the first thing we thought and we really say. But, you know, that doesn't matter. That doesn't mean nothing. But so, today I want to tell you a little bit about my likes and dislikes, because a person's likes and dislikes and their opinions make us really know a person, and the way a person thinks, it's what makes us say like, wow, this person is what I'm looking for, or this person is cool, this person is bad, like, you know what I mean? So, and what I wanted to tell you about me is that I like little notebooks. Yes, that was it. Yeah, I know it sounds stupid when I say it loud, but it's true. Like, I like journals. I'm that person who likes to write down the things she's going to do in list form and then cross them off, and also write her dreams and notebooks and decorate them like she's making an altar. But don't get me wrong, that I like notebooks doesn't mean that I have many notebooks in my house, like in my home, you know? The reality is that I only have like one, and I've had that like diary for like 2 years, which for me is sacred. Yeah, sacred. Not secret, sacred. Like sacred. S-A-C-R-E-D. I like to feel the small or like medium-sized notebooks, absolutely all of them. I think it makes them special. I like to draw little pictures even though I can like draw, because I can. I'm the worst on that. But I like to write is in absolutely all the page. And when I talk about all, is all the fucking page, that there is not blank space left. Like literally all on the top, of the bottom, but the really top, not just the line, it's there, like no, the top of the notebook. I don't know what kind of crazy maniac makes me have that notebook, because if you are a stranger, you know, a randomly stranger, and you open that notebook, you will think that this person has serious mental problems. But I feel I don't have like serious, but I think I have someone, but I can handle it. Yeah, my notebook is like sacred. I look at my notebook as something spiritual. Sadly, my notebook or my spiritual temple is already getting full, which is normal because it has been almost 2 years since I bought it. And the problem is that I don't know what I'm going to do with it since it's full. Every time I write like something, it is as if I am like sending letters to heaven, to the universe, and what it's writing is the receipt that I send that letter. I'm thinking of burning, like, you know, fire, those stuff. I would like to recycle, you know, but I don't know where I can do that there, like here. But yeah, it's my temple. I just don't want to like put it in the trash, because no, I don't gonna do that with my dreams. But what makes this notebook special is that it makes me feel like good with myself when I'm writing my dreams and desires. I feel at peace because it is my moment, feeling of peace, you know, and just thinking about me and things that I like. Don't worry about nothing, just me. And it is not that the notebook is like magic or anything else, but it is the value that I give it, the fact that I write like everything, put nice music in the background, and deliver my soul is what makes it special. Also that I do in the same like place. But my point is that I am a person who likes to make things special. I like to have my special pencil. I like to have my special eraser. I like to have like my special things. Yeah, that's what I wanted to tell you about myself. Okay, I told you that I like notebooks, but like, it's much more than that. I told you about how fine like peace I find, like me, peace. I told you that I like special things, and Maybe I told you that I have a problem or many mental problems, but who knows? I am not a therapist. I think it was a great episode, this 10 out of 10. If you want to do it, do it. Do it with me. Talk to me. I'm right now, I can't answer because I'm gonna go. It's a good time. And I have time for every single of you guys. So this was all for this episode. I hope you understand all this. I know you are understand every single word I'm saying. If you have some struggle with understand me, I upload the scripts of every single episode on Tumblr. But it's just a script. It's not everything I'm saying right now. So yeah, but mostly the most relevant part of this episode. I'll see you in the next episode. Kisses and hugs. Bye-bye.